This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
And so the crime is that Congress, you remember, subpoenaed all of the documents in the Russia collusion hoax. And were told by the lying liars in the CIA and the FBI that they had been given those documents. They weren't. And now we see why. This is shocking stuff. I mean, just every sentence. No wonder it was in burn bags. And here's the thing. They thought they'd destroyed this stuff. We were never supposed to get it. We were never supposed to see it. And somebody, and I can't wait to see who, complied with somebody else's demand. Hey, put all the evidence that we faked the Russia collusion hoax into burn bags. Go ahead and burn it. But they didn't set it on fire. Can't wait to find out who that was, if we ever do. But this stuff is unbelievable. And we have everything. We got it all. We have everything we need. And what happened was, you've got the head of the DNC, and she is having a conversation with a person high up in the Soros organization. They're talking about Hillary Clinton. And somebody wrote a memo to just commemorate the whole thing, I guess, for their notes, for their records, whatever. And this is where it gets to be like a spy novel. Russia hacks them, not the DNC. Wait, so Russia's the good guy in this story? Yeah. So Russia, in 2016, hacks emails from the Open Society Foundation. That's the Soros Foundation. And you've got one of their guys, and he's having a conversation about how Hillary Clinton is going to set up Donald Trump with the Russia collusion hoax and how they're going to do it. And all the lies. Now, there's no indication that I could find anywhere, and I have to say as a disclaimer, that the Soros folks had anything to do with this other than they were just having a conversation about it. They put out a disclaimer saying, we are the victims of Russian disinformation. And that is to some extent true. They were victims of Russia. They were hacked. But is it true? Well, here's the thing. We know it now because John Durham looked into it, found it credible, and was so afraid you know the truth, he classified it when he was supposed to be investigating this and getting you the truth. So that's where we are. So here's what we learned this morning. Somebody named Julie came on Hillary Clinton's campaign, came up with a brilliant idea to distract from all the crimes Hillary had committed via her emails and sending classified data where it shouldn't be, by just, you know, kind of making something up about Russia and the hacking. And the Soros people helpfully put this in writing. It was very helpful. Really appreciate them doing that. And this was never supposed to see the light of day, but then it did. And that leads to this just incredible disclosure. Here's the relevant part, but there's so many other parts too. I'm going to reread this. Hi, Leonard Bernardo with the Soros Foundation writes, and he's writing about a conversation he had with the head of the Democrat Party. Hi, Hillary Rodham Clinton has approved Julia's idea about Trump and Russian hackers hampering U.S. elections. That should distract people from our own missing email, especially if the affair goes to the Olympic level. So, you know what I mean? We're going to hype it big. The point is making the Russian play a U.S. domestic issue. Now, this line. Holy cow, this line. Say something like, a critical infrastructure threat for the election. To feel menace. In other words, let's terrify our base with lies that Russia is trying to hack the election, trying to install the dictator Trump, and Trump is, you know, a Russian asset and all of this. Just say something like critical infrastructure threat. Yeah, yeah. This is them making it up. The next line. Oh, I love the next line. Since both the president, that'd be Obama, and the vice president, that would be Biden, have acknowledged the fact that the intelligence community would speed up searching for evidence since, regrettably, it is still unavailable. Searching for evidence that is regrettably still unavailable. Right there. Six lines, we're done. Hey, yeah, we made up this Trump hacking thing. Now we don't have any evidence. But Biden and Obama have directed us to try to go find evidence. We still can't find any, but, you know, hey, we'll come up with something. And that's what the next paragraph addresses. We don't have the evidence because Russia isn't doing this. So what can we do to make it up? What can we do to make it up, Lee? And here's what they did. They write, however, there seems to be signs GRU penetration appear to be incompetent, and bumbling. Okay, GRU is the new KGB.
Yeah, what used to be KGB, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, in other words, they're not doing anything we can use. This is really frustrating. Quote, bumbling idiots. Not the big, scary, big, bad wolf that they made it out to be. They appear hardly skilled. Incompetent, bumbling idiots. So they're throwing their hands up. They're going, Russia's not hacking us. We don't even know how we can get them to hack us or look like they're hacking us. What do we do? I love this line. In the absence of direct evidence... That's it.
You have folks. To laugh.
We're done. Yeah. We're done here. In the absence of direct evidence, CrowdStrike, okay. CrowdStrike is an FBI cutout.
Yeah.
Okay. What happened there is when the FBI wants to do evil things, but they can't do them directly, leaders of the FBI leave the FBI and form a contracting company, in this case, CrowdStrike. And then CrowdStrike acts as the hand of the FBI, okay? In the absence of direct evidence, CrowdStrike and Threat Connect is another company that operates that way, will supply the media. In other words, they'll go to the media and claim we were hacked, yeah. Russians trying to take out Hillary, blah, blah, blah. And the GRU, i.e. the KGB, is the same agency, new name, will hopefully carry on to give more facts. In other words, maybe the Russians will do something we can use.
Yeah.
And that is it. And you were never supposed to see that. They thought that was burned. In the burn bags, in the hidden room in the FBI. And you know, when you listen to Kash Patel, who's now the FBI director, talking about it, you know how he's finding this stuff? Like people internally are coming to him and saying, hey, here's where the secret room is. We don't like what's going on either. In other words, whistleblowers are having to tell him where stuff is inside the FBI because he doesn't have complete control over it. But it appears they're making progress on that count, which is good.
I just still don't understand two things.
Okay.
Why in the world these conspirators would ever put this in writing in an email? And then two, why it never got destroyed?
Well, it was in the burn bags, but, and it was behind multiple locked doors. Maybe they thought they destroyed it.
But it didn't. I mean, if somebody is given instructions to put this in a burn bag, there's one thing you do with a burn bag. And what is it, Tara? You burn it. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's the point. And listen, all the stuff about a burn bag and all that, this is standard practice. I mean, this happens all the time. I'm not diminishing this at all. You know, it's not unusual that, some type of communication like this was in a burn bag. This is something that federal agencies of all stripes do. The secret room may have been a SCIF where it was located, one of those secure communication rooms. But why it was never destroyed and why would these people ever put that type of conspiracy into a direct printable email that would be distributed? That's stupid.
Well, it is stupid, but here, think about how they were thinking about it. I should actually see that. When you talk about the Soros people writing memos to themselves, the conversation they had with the head of the DNC, that would be something important they would want to remember. It was on their own internal servers. They didn't think anyone would ever see it, and Russia hacked them. To be fair, right?
And for them, that's First Amendment, political maneuvering, all that stuff. But when it comes to the DNC, and it comes to anybody who is affiliated with the administration, then it becomes a conspiracy of disinformation.
Listen to this. I mean, and it goes on and on. The media analysis on the DNC hacking appears solid. In other words, it's a really good set of lies. Julie, Clinton's campaign advisor, the one who came up with the Russia collusion hoax idea, we're now learning. Julie says it will be a long-term affair to demonize Putin and Trump. Now is good for a post-convention bounce. This is the guy at the Soros Foundation writing. Later, the FBI will put more oil into the fire. So what you have here is documentation that the FBI is acting as a arm of the Hillary Clinton campaign to destroy Donald Trump. And that's terrifying. We can't live that way. These people have to be indicted, humiliated, bankrupted.
Well, this is evidence.
There's no way forward. We can't go forward.
This is evidence of the weaponization of federal agencies, just like we on the right have been talking about for years. This is evidence.
And keep in mind, this evidence, which is fake, was used to destroy so many lives. Carter Page, Mike Flynn, remember he was just talking to a Russian, and based on this crap, they destroyed his life. Name after name after name after name of people destroyed around Trump. Trump himself, Trump's kids. Lie after lie after lie after lie after lie. But Trey Gowdy says,
handcuffs are not the only way we mete out accountability in this culture. There's shame. There's history. It's not just prison. There are other ways we mete out accountability. And the fact that somebody's not wearing handcuffs does not, to me, think that what they did is okay, because it wasn't.
Yeah. Trey Gowdy does not want an indictment because, again, that starts discovery. You got to comply with that. You have to tell the truth under penalty of perjury. He does not want that. That's why he is on TV desperately pleading on Fox News to save Brennan and Comey. But it's not going to work this time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Hoax after hoax after hoax after hoax, lie after lie after lie after lie. Remember when Rush Limbaugh used to, this was always so powerful to me, play that audio and he'd go across all the media platforms. He did it for years. ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, and the talking heads would be telling the same story from the same point of view, but they would be literally using the same words, the same pauses. It was eerie. And his point was, this was Democrat-controlled media echoing Democrat talking points. Yeah. But was it something else? Were they reading CIA talking points? And you're thinking, this is not one of these conspiracy shows. And it's not. We deal in fact here. But there have been some for a long time who've said, oh, that's Operation Mockingbird. Yeah, yeah, no, the CIA is curating your news. It's full of propaganda and lies. Well, we know Operation Mockingbird was real. Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist Carl Bernstein broke wide open in 1977. And what they had done, what the CIA had done, starting the 1950s, was ensconce trusted sources within newsrooms to propagate and repeat the propaganda. There was a good reason for this. They were battling the Soviets, but most importantly, they were battling communism. I wanted to make sure it didn't take root here. And that's why when Mockingbird was discovered, the only people mad about it were the left. Because they like communism. They're still trying to implement it to this day. So the left went to war with the CIA. Started infiltrating it. Started taking it over. One of those who was most instrumental in that actually was Daddy Bush, hiring a bunch of libtards to operate inside and run the CIA. And I mean actual full-on commies. If you don't believe me, John Brennan, look up John Brennan, CIA, CNN, and communist. He admits that he is a communist, that he voted for communists, that he was terrified when he had to do regular lie detector tests, and they would ask him about his support for communism, and he would have to admit he voted for communist, like openly communist candidates, that they would kick him out, but they didn't. And now he's the author of the greatest hoax ever. See, this is how this works. So everybody's known about Mockingbird. Again, blown wide open in 1977 by famed journalist Carl Bernstein, but the lie was that it ended. That it ended. Those are the same guys, Bernstein and Woodward, by the way, who exposed the Watergate scandal. The piece, if you want to read it, it's called The CIA in the Media, where Bernstein revealed that certain reporters not only were paid by the U.S. government, but they were also engaged in more extensive relationships with the CIA, even sharing notebooks. Some were paid up to $500,000 a year for their work. And that was a lot of money in 1977. What do I say to you all the time? You know, if I was going to lie like that, I wouldn't because I'd feel bad. But if I was going to, I would need more than they pay journalists. You'd have to pay me a lot of money to lie the way they lie. You know how stupid you look long term? Especially with, you know, X and the media, alternative media mocking you, making fun of you, denigrating you. Your friends, your family, your kids can find that stuff. They can find how you lied. I'm not lying like that for nobody. You're going to have to pay me a lot of money. You're going to pay me, like, today, equivalent millions a year. And they do. Wait, did or do? Oh, they do. See, we were told Mockingbird ended. Does it feel like it ended? COVID hoax, fake COVID death stats. Oh, you got to get the shot. The shot works. You won't get COVID. Actually, you're more likely to get COVID. Hunter Biden's laptop? No, that's Russian disinformation. on and on and on and on and on and on. The pee tape's totally real. I mean, it's almost as if Mockingbird were still up and run. Oh, wait. It is. Tulsi Gabbard. Folks, this was a bombshell. If I were her, I would have waited a week because the Russia collusion hoax bombshells out right now will overshadow this. But I put it up on my X feed for you if you want to see it. Tulsi Gabbard said yesterday, Operation Mockingbird created to manipulate the American people through double paying the media is real and is still up. Now, we knew it was real in the 70s because Pulitzer Prize winning journalist New York Times broke it wide open. Washington Post reported in both places. But it was, we were told it was closed down. It's not. Still up and running, she says. She says she's trying to shut it down. Why would she know this? She's the director of national intelligence, and that's really cool because that is a superstructure, and it's over the CIA and over the FBI. A lot of people don't know she's top spy, not the head of the CIA. She is. And so all of the classified intel from both of those agencies runs through the DNI's office. She could see it. She gets a copy. Which is why she's being hunted like a dog right now in the Senate. Tom Cotton, who is not a good guy, is trying to strip what they call declassification authority from her and give it back to the FBI so they can go back to covering up their crimes. Wonder what they have on him. Must be good. Anyway, so that's what she said overnight. So folks, this is a bombshell Friday. Bombshell Friday. Oh, by the way, speaking of bombshell Fridays, we're going to try something in the last hour of the show. We have tried wide open lines. Everything from the week that was is back on the table. It's worked out really good last few weeks. If it stops working out, I won't do it anymore. But so far, we've had excellent callers and excellent call screening. So we've just had some wonderful conversations. So that last hour, if you have something that you want to add to the show, question you want to ask, or just a comment from the week that was, 800-905-0989. I'm not putting up with any funny business, though, so don't even try it. You got to be a serious caller. Okay. So, folks, you know what I want to see with Operation Mockingbird? She says she's found it. You know what that means? She's found the money. She's found the money. They're paying them. I mean, folks, if they were paying the double paying these journalists in 1977, $500,000 a year, I don't know, somebody who's good at math, do the equivalent for me, will you? Text it to me. There's a math genius out there. Got a lot of engineers in this market. What would, if you were making $500,000 to lie to the American people in 1977 as a journalist, and they had them in every major media, they were paying a lot of editors too, outlet, what would that be today? How much are you making? If she's found this, again, has she found the money? And has she found the list of who they're paying? Folks, this will change everything. What do I tell you all the time? The reason this country has if you take every single problem we have, it's not real. It's because of media lies. We could get rid of that. It'd be too good. I can't even go there yet. I just get too excited.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Holy cow, y'all! Your news brought to you by the CIA. Now we know. Now we know in the morning why you can flip still from station to station to station. They are literally using the same words with the same spin on the same stories with the same guests who've been wrong over and over and over and over and over and over, but they're the only ones that can be used. This is earth-shattering stuff. Operation Mockingbird is still up and running. Tulsi Gabbard put this out last night. Right now, it's very interesting. The story is being almost completely blacked out, including by Fox News. And what Operation Mockingbird was run by the CIA, started off as a well-intentioned program in the 1950s to combat the rise of communism everywhere. And the fear was that it would take hold. And what they would do was propagandize the American people. They would pay reporters, basically flipping them into double agents. You give somebody enough money. I mean, yeah. In 1977, the reporters were being paid by the CIA. They had reporters, they had editors, they had managers in every major newsroom. People crafting the news, paid to deliver their talking points as news uncritically. They were paying them $500,000 in 1977. Tara, this sounds like a conspiracy. Actually, it's not. You go read the Wikipedia. It's a good spot to read. There's a lot of it. Again, Woodward and Bernstein, who broke the Watergate scandal, broke the story of this as well, that Mockingbird had existed. It was called the CIA in the media, if you want to go back and read the original piece in 1977. And their work, or the same set of facts about Mockingbird existing ran in the New York Times, the Washington Post. So its existence in the 50s through the 70s is indisputable. As well, they were paying student organizations, activists. I mean, it's basically the people quoted in the articles were fake, too. They were CIA as well. And it was propaganda. It was hoax and hoax and hoax and hoax and silly stuff. So what's the lie? Oh, that it was disbanded. No, it's still up and running today. Can you tell? So I was just curious. I don't have time to do the math today. I'm actually running a little behind because I hosted the debate last night. So I am literally doing show prep at the breaks. Forgive me. But $500,000, what would that translate to today? You guys are texting me about $2.6, $2.7 million a year in supplementary income. So, just to lie to you. And Tulsi Gabbard overnight came out and said, hey, guess what? I just found Mockingbird. And wouldn't you know it, it's not defunct at all. They didn't shut it down. It's going as strong as ever. They got people all over the media. all kinds of groups and activists and everybody are paying them to fake your news. But I'm going to shut it down, she says. Okay, I just want to go on a record right now, just to be clear. Tulsi Gabbard did not kill herself. No. She didn't get into a catastrophic car wreck either. What are they going to do with this woman? Wow, if they were going to suicide her, they really should have done it 6 weeks ago. I mean, they're off the ball right now. I mean, they got to get moving with this woman. I mean, and I know they got Tom Cotton on her, but good luck. House can't strip her of her ability to declassify. Not after this. You know how obvious that'll be? Folks, this is the stuff we hoped for. This is the stuff we prayed for. This is it right now. It's all coming to light. What have I told you for a long time? If we lived in an environment where the truth was allowed in just one major forum, X, it would change the world. We would experience a level of human freedom unbeknown to any human civilization before ours. Because people, I don't care if they're living in tribes and hunting caribou, they squelch and censor things that are unfavorable to their leadership. We've never had anything like these tools. Tulsi Gabbard says she's found Mockingbird. She can't believe it, but it's still up and running. And she's vowing to shut it down. Tom Cotton, most affected. Senator Tom Cotton's going to lose it this morning. He's trying to stop her. Can't figure out how. Those days are over, Tom. Pack it in. Wonder what they're... Yeah, never mind. Tulsi Gabbard says Operation Mockingbird created to manipulate the American people through the news media, through paying reporters, paying editors, paying the management of these companies, is not only real, it is still up and running. She's trying to shut it down. Folks, did you see what happened 3 weeks ago? I made much of this, and it's so much news, and a lot of people didn't, but I knew what it was. Did you see former CIA director and admitted communist? Check it out. Brennan, CIA, communist. Look it up. He was Obama's mentor. I mean, for the time he was in college. That guy, John Brennan, who hopefully will soon be under indictment and in handcuffs, no matter how hard Trey Gowdy cries. That guy, John Brennan, you know where he was? He was in Ireland. He's helping them build out their censorship system. The one Trump is threatening to tariff Europe over or punish them in some other way. We'll see what he comes up with. What is he doing? Mockingbird. Mockingbird has two sides. One is lies. But in the media era, in the social media era, if you're going to have privately owned social media like Elon Musk, who won't bend to them, who won't comply, if you can't censor to hide the truth, the lies don't work anymore, no matter how much you pay the journalists because no one believes them anymore, you need a censorship system. They can't get one right now in the US and they're building it out in Europe. And this is why, folks, did you see what happened? John Brennan gets on a plane, flies over to Ireland. He's helping them literally with the algorithms to censor those poor people in the UK. So he flies over there to set it up. Same week, France announces a criminal investigation personally into Elon Musk and also into X. For what? Well, Russian disinformation, which we all know is fake. No such thing. We got the memos last night from the burn bag. Doesn't exist. There is no Russian disinformation. No hacking, nothing. But they're still using it in Europe to set up the system so that should Democrats win in 2028, say they steal the election again or something, they can begin to, I'm telling you, extradite us for trial to Europe and get around the First Amendment. Folks, look at Brazil. What am I describing here? This is a hand-to-fist battle with the upstate, with the deep state, from the upstate. With the deep state, what happened in Brazil? Same thing. The FBI is in Brazil working with all of these liberal NGOs to what? Set up their censorship system there, the same one they were operating from their headquarters inside of Twitter. So in other words, this is all still ongoing. Mockingbird still up and running, still ongoing. They're just building a world censorship system. Complete with criminal charges for Elon Musk, they'll extradite him the second the Democrats get power again. They have not stopped. They have just gone to ground, but they are building the infrastructure for tyranny in the world. And Trey Gowdy, I don't care what you say, honey, the handcuffs need to come out now because they're still coming for us.
Handcuffs are not the only way we mete out accountability in this culture. There's shame. There's history. It's not just prison. There are other ways we mete out accountability. And the fact that somebody's not wearing handcuffs does not, to me, think that what they did is okay, because it wasn't.
Texter writes, hey, Tara, Tulsi was doing such great work. Such a shame she was in that car crash next week. Well, we had the debate last night. If you want to figure out who you want to vote for sheriff, Spartanburg County, very powerful position. And it's important to get this one right for two reasons. Number one, sheriffs in South Carolina have a very bad habit of ending up in prison themselves. They do. Just Google sheriff prison in South Carolina, make your hair stand on end. It's actually almost funny if it's in another county you don't live in. Which, by the way, is precisely why we are having a sheriff's debate and a sheriff's primary, because the recent current sheriff of Spartanburg County is not in a good legal position right now, shall we say. The other reason it's important to pick a good sheriff is because they tend to stick around for like 20 years. They don't go anywhere. We've got 9 candidates. We met them all last night. And if you want to watch the debate, it's on our website, 989WORD.com. I thought it went pretty well. Hosted it with Joey Hudson last night. And the straw poll, number one, Bill Ryan came in first after folks watched. We had a very large turnout, too. Watched the debate, 134 votes for him. Number two, Rick Stevens with 45 votes. Number three, current coroner of Spartanburg County, Rusty Clevenger. So, one thing I'd encourage you to pay particularly close attention to if you are watching that video and you're a Spartanburg voter, very interesting answers to the question of whether they would keep the 287G program. That is the mechanism that they use to cooperate with ICE. And there were some very, I think, short-sighted candidates who said, oh, well, it's too much money for us to house illegal immigrants. I went, what? They're already in your jail. It's the 287G program just checks the background of people already in the jail. That's all it does. And with all the whining and complaining last night about how they don't, you know, how much money it's costing us to have repeat offenders in the Spartanburg jail, and they really need to rebuild. I mean, it got like 584 beds, I think. That's ridiculous for a county that size. I mean, they really do need 1,500 to 2,000. But if your complaint is repeat people coming in there all the time, well, Jose ain't going to be back if he gets deported to Guatemala. You know, like before he might have been back with the open border, but Trump has closed that border. So, I mean, I don't see how it's anything but a cost savings to be running 287G. They are running it now. In fact, they just cut the contract again. And it is the formal again process with which they cooperate with ICE and with the federal government. But yeah, I mean, get him out of it. And ICE gets my phone. When you're cooperating 287G, it just means ICE slides up, picks him up, walks off with him. In other words, gets him out of the jail, and they don't come back. Not while Trump's in office. At least not for another 3 years. So, you know, some people were not enthusiastic about it, and I was very surprised to see that in a Republican primary. So, we'll see. I'm not going to say who and what. I'm going to let you decide for yourself, but you can watch it on the video. And again, that question was the last one. I think it's the most important one. Because when you have 105,000 illegal immigrants in this state, that's the estimate of the Center for Immigration Studies, and 35% of them have criminal records, we need to get them out. We need to get them out. And every one of them that we get out is another one that is not being stopped by a deputy. And that deputy doesn't have to risk his life, because that guy's probably gang affiliated. I mean, you don't get to freelance crime in these countries they come from. You do crime on your own for your own profit, they just kill you, hang you off a bridge after they behead you. So when you're looking at illegal immigrants from certain specific countries like Mexico and they're committing crime, you don't get to freelance. If they've got a criminal record, they're probably cartel. They're probably gang related. They would not commit those crimes without protection. And in many cases, God bless them, they have to commit the crimes to pay off their border smuggling fees. We do not need them here. So it's really important that these sheriff's candidates fully and enthusiastically support 287G and Trump deputizing their deputies. And you can see who supported it enthusiastically and who did not. It's the last question. If you don't Watch any other one, watch that one. It'll tell you everything you need to know about who you need to vote for and who you do not. But I'll let you make that decision yourself.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.